And we got a defense we've got to deal with, number one, and it's as good as there is in football, and we know how they can go get the quarterback. So we got to deal from that standpoint first, Mark, offensively, and go operate. You know, anytime you're playing people, you try to do things that you think they do best. But I think that's why he has succeeded in the preseason stuff, because, you know, he can make all the throws and moves around. He's a smart kid. So we're going to run our offense and do everything we can to get him comfortable, you know, with his first time out there. And you know, it'll be very important that we run the ball and play well around him. So
there's some things that you can do because you've been there and done that, mm-hmm. to help him, what the right terminology, stay calm, and all that kind of stuff going into
he's going to be going 100 miles an hour. He's going 100 miles an hour today. So wait till he walks in there and hears that noise. So I know what he's fixing to walk into, and I know he's played in some big stadiums, but there'll be nothing more challenging than this, but he's not going in there by himself.
On the tight end situation, where you guys used the Jared Hucks to fill in for Ryan Griffin, talk about the importance.
Well, we miss OD. You know, it's a big piece of what we do, and so we miss him. We played a little bit more two backs last week. Ryan played, I think, about 25 or 30 plays. We do have confidence in him. We just got Jake back last week, so we're trying to get him going again with what we're doing. So, you know, I mean, every week's a different week, but you know, we got those young guys have to adjust and play well for us, and you know, Owen's not coming back anytime soon, so that's a team adjustment for us. Who's that? We've been working with him now for, you know, a couple of years. So, I mean, we know the things that he does well, you know, and you know, and that's why he's here, because of our offense, because we do move guys a lot and do stuff like that. So, you study, you obviously think about the things that he's comfortable with. I think the biggest thing as a coach is you don't overload a kid when he's in this situation for the first time. And so that's been the biggest point of emphasis for us, is to get him comfortable. Everything, getting in and out of the huddle, with the noise we're fixing to face, the adversity you're fixing to face from that standpoint, you want him comfortable so he can go play and his reactions take over.
You mentioned the noise a couple of times, but Cushing just said, he goes, hey, loud is loud, and I know you prepare for that each week. Is there a difference some places?
Cushing doesn't call plays, you know, so it's a little different when you're out there, just playing in that atmosphere. He's right, loud is loud, but when you're the guy running a huddle with all those guys and trying to get everybody in the right position and lined up, heading in the right direction, there's a lot of challenges. So we're trying to help him from that standpoint, but he's got a lot of people to control, you know, not just one. So it's a very difficult place to play. I know that. I've been there, and I know the way it's rocking right now and the way they're playing, it's going to be even more difficult. But, you know, that's a challenge we need as a team, and we're going to have to play well as a team.
Gary, with it, as loud as it's going to be there and being it's Casey's first game, would you consider at the coin toss deferring, let the defense go on the field, letting them see if they can't get something started and maybe getting a turnover before you put Case out there with the offense?
I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see.
How's the morale when you drop the
Oh, we bounced around really good this week. You know, I think anytime you make decisions, tough decisions as coaches, there's always going to be maybe guys that didn't think that's the way you were going to go. That's okay. They're human. I tell them that all the time. But the one thing our guys do is I'm honest with them and what I'm going to do. And I told them I'd be the first ones I'd talk to when I made a decision. That's the way we went about it yesterday. And they've responded. They've been really behind the kid. They understand his challenge as a player, and they understand the best thing they can do is play well around him. You know, John, I don't know if there's one thing. I guess the biggest thing, I just want him to go play and have fun and react, you know. I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, that's how you get to where he wouldn't be in this position if he hasn't reacted and done great things in his high school, his college. You know, he would have never made it this far, so I don't want him to do anything different. And I want him to cut it loose and play with energy. He's going to make mistakes, but go to the next play, and let's play hard, and let's see if we can make more plays than them. So, you know, I just want the kid to cut it loose. He's earned the right. He's worked hard.
A couple more. Here, you've been around Andre for a long time. Is it even still surprising, even with nicked up weeks he's played in, still leave the NFL?
No, I think I think our coaches do a great job of getting Andre the ball and getting him involved. And he's been nicked up for a couple of years now. Last year was earlier in the season too. He's always going to do his job. He's always going to make his plays. And we got a guy. He's the top receiver in football as far as numbers wise, catches. And I think we got a back who's in the top two or three in football too. So that's a credit to the coaches and the position they put them in and the job that they do once they get there. Yeah, there was a lot of discussion about that. We play a lot of personnel defensively. Nowadays in football, sometimes you'll play dime more than you'll play base. But made a decision that we would start DJ in base. He's a physical player, a box player. So, we're sitting here talking about Case a lot. There's a lot on DJ's plate this week, too. In theory, this is his first start as a pro. So some young guys going out there that need to play well for us to be successful.
How did he react to
himself? Oh, he's a tough kid. Boy, he's tough-minded, very confident young man. Practice really good today.